Pianist Aaron Deal will join musicians from the Chamber Music Society of Minnesota to play a concert of jazz, classical, and third string works Sunday afternoon at 4 at Sundin Hall on the campus of Hamline University. I caught up with Aaron earlier this week, and we talked about some of the music that he'll be performing, including works by John Lewis and Gunther Schuller. We'll get to that in a few minutes. First, I wanted to ask him about his most recent recording, the first fully realized professional recording of Mary Lou Williams' Zodiac Suite. It's a collaboration with an ensemble called The Knights, a collective of musicians determined to expand the boundaries of classical music. Eric Jacobson conducted the orchestra. Their recording with Aaron Deal was released on Mack Avenue Jazz in September of 2023. Mary Lou Williams composed the Zodiac Suite, according to Aaron, in the mid-1940s after hearing a groundbreaking work by Duke Ellington.
Of course, you had somebody like Duke Ellington who wrote Black, Brown, and Beige in, I want to say, 43, if I'm correct. And Mary Lou Williams heard Black, Brown, and Beige, and she was very inspired by Duke and wanted to do something long form herself or some kind of suite. So she decided to use the zodiac sign. She wasn't like a real fervent astrologist, but she wanted to use the zodiac signs as sort of a dedication to many of her colleagues and her friends, musician friends especially. She ended up writing the suite. Every movement is a zodiac sign and dedicated to people like Duke or Ben Webster, or Billie Holiday, Imogene Coca, even like Aquarius is dedicated to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. This was first recorded with her trio on Moash's label, and I think it was 1945. And then the end of that year, in 1945, she actually did a chamber ensemble version, arranged a chamber ensemble version with the assistance of Milton Orent, who was a staff arranger at NBC. The premiere was at the Town Hall here in New York, and unfortunately, it didn't have the kind of success that she had envisioned, partly because of the limited rehearsal time and there were issues with the copying and everything. So she just walked away from that arrangement. And she did another one at Carnegie in 1946, like Selections from Zodiac Suite for Full Symphony Orchestra. I think it was much more successful. But I decided to investigate this arrangement during COVID. I knew the story behind the Town Hall performance. And then I also bought a recording of it that's, I think, now pretty hard to find. It's called the Town Hall Concert, 1945, Mary Lou Williams, something like that. And you hear the potential of the work, of the arrangement of the work, but you can hear the execution isn't where it should be. So what I wanted to undergo over the pandemic is figuring out how to get the arrangement to come back to life. Ended up partnering with the Knights. You know, I was really proud of the results, the time, the energy, the dedication that the Knights put into it. It's out on Mack Avenue. You can get it on vinyl even. So, check it out.
One of Aaron Deal's major influences was pianist John Lewis, the music director and principal composer with the Modern Jazz Quartet. The MJQ was one of the longest-lasting groups in jazz, and Lewis's unique manner of incorporating classical influences, especially the counterpoint technique of J.S. Bach, was central to the group's sound.
I've read that you came under the influence of John Lewis and that you're going to be performing some of his music with the Chamber Society of Minneapolis. I was wondering if you could talk about John Lewis. Did you actually meet and work with him as a mentor, or what sort of manifestation did your relationship have?
Interesting. Lawrence Schoenberg's great jazz historian, he introduced me to Mariana Lewis in around 2007, 2008, somewhere in there. And John passed away in 2001, so I never got a chance to meet him. I moved to New York City in 2003. Lauren introduced me to Mariana because she needed help archiving her music, his music, both at her apartment and then the MJQ offices, which were housed in the Edward Sullivan theater building, you know, where the Late Show with Stephen Colbert now, it used to be the Letterman Show, was taped. So I spent a good part of a year on and off, both in the at the MJQ offices and her apartment on the Upper East Side, going through reel-to-reel tapes, recordings, manuscripts, part sheet music, I mean, you name it, just anything that had to do with the John Lewis and the MJQ catalog, I organized that back in 2008. And from that experience, I really grew to appreciate Lewis's vision. And what he stood for much more. I mean, I had studied a few recordings of John Lewis. One was a later recording called Evolution. Was one of his last recordings. I think it was recorded maybe 99 or something like that. And I think some of the stuff on Prestige I had heard, but I hadn't really gotten deep into the catalog. And so once I got a chance to see this music and also hear it, I mean, you know, Mariana would put on recordings while I was working, which was great. And I became very, very familiar. And that was really the start of my passion for that approach, you know, Gunther Schuller, John Lewis, the sort of the idea of the third stream and the synthesis between the European classical music and jazz. And yeah, I've really had a fascination with that for a long time.
Third stream refers to a movement that began in earnest in the early 50s that blended elements of classical music and jazz. Composers such as John Lewis and Gunther Schuller were among the most prominent proponents of third stream music.
It's interesting, like, how he came up through the Dizzy Gillespie Orchestra, and, you know, he had such a different approach, like almost a chamber music approach to his band with Milt Jackson. I always loved, like, the kind of different personalities that were involved there between Milt Jackson's soloing and John Lewis's kind of refined approach and his arrangements, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, those guys, apparently, they're talking to people who knew them over the years. One great resource, a guy that I knew pretty well, and it was just an absolute gentleman, was Dick Katz.
Uh-huh.
And Dick Katz, actually, that record, I don't know if you know the record, Piano and Pen on Atlantic. John Lewis hooked him up with that Atlantic deal. But Katz knew Lewis well. He was a protege of Lewis, and he told me a lot about sort of the characters in that band. I mean, John Lewis and Milt Jackson were like oil and water, personality-wise. And they didn't particularly get along, like, on the day-to-day, but all of those guys were so dedicated to the music. And I mean, one of the reasons why I have to say that, you know, all those guys stayed together for so long, they were really making a good living doing that. I mean, that was MJQ was a huge group back in the 60s, you know, four decades from the 50s to, I think their last concert was in the late 90s, sometime in the 90s, I think. In any case, despite their differences, like their personality differences, I mean, the way Lewis really wrote the music for the MJQ, I mean, it was really featuring the virtuosity of Milt Jackson, who was just an absolutely astounding musician, like photographic memory. I mean, all these complicated forms and counterpoint and all of that, that was all up here, complete virtuoso, very, very soulful musician. And John Lewis was very sort of buttoned up in his approach. A lot of times he'd have his own music spread out on the music desk, very reserved in his playing. So that combination really worked quite well musically. And you had Connie Kay and Percy Heath really kind of being sort of the centerpiece, the center, I should say, the center with regards to the beat and sort of the framing of the group. Those four men really were astounding musicians, especially playing together.
Can you talk a little bit about the Dubrovnik Suite, which you're gonna, I understand you're gonna be playing that on the 7th?
Yeah, Dejan Dubrovnik, Mirjana's from Croatia, and John Lewis really had an affinity for Croatia because of his wife and the Croatian people. And I think she was from Zagreb, but he wrote this piece, Dejan Dubrovnik, to sort of paint a picture of the city. It's a town on the Adriatic. I don't know if you've ever been. It's a really beautiful town. It's very crowded in the summertime, but very picturesque. It's a really nice suite. And there are a few really nice videos, I think, on YouTube of MJK playing it with a string quartet.
Can you talk about the Günter Schuller composition Conversations that you're going to be performing as well?
Well, I haven't played that, and funny enough, Ariana Kim, who is leading the group, the chamber group, she and I went to Juilliard together, and I remember the way we met. I think she was doing a dissertation on Günter Schuller or third string music or something like that, and she wanted to do this piece, Conversations. I think I heard the record maybe one time. It's on third string music. It's interesting because you have these two elements, ensemble elements, both the jazz quartet and the string quartet, literally being in conversation with each other, and where there's improvisation both, by members of the string quartet and, of course, the jazz quartet. And so I think Gunther, his ideal was to be in an ensemble where you had musicians from both disciplines doing both things, both reading music and also improvising and having, that set sort of kind of fluidity. That's a bit what this piece is about.
Is there anything else you want to say about your upcoming concert?
I don't know, I'm just looking forward to working with the wonderful musicians in Minneapolis, and I haven't been there in a while, and very excited.
Pianist Aaron Deal will be joining musicians from the Chamber Music Society of Minnesota to play a concert of jazz, classical, and third string works Sunday afternoon at 4 at Sundin Hall on the campus of Hamline University. His latest recording, featuring Mary Lou Williams' Zodiac Suite, is available from Mack Avenue Jazz. For Jazz 88, I'm Peter Solomon.